Oh, we started in Pocatello, just me and one other fellow. We started the trip with one simple flip of a coin. In God we trust. While walking down the line, we saw the headlights shine. It was headed west, so we did our best to catch out on the fly. As she picked up speed, Gussie yelled to me, "We better ride on top." So we took a chance for a graceful dance with a train that wouldn't stop. Rode atop a tanker till sometime the wind blew by. Somewhere in the darkness, our train pulled to the side. Climbed down to the ground, a boxcar we soon found. Though it was noisy, we stretched out until Boise. In Boise, we scrambled beneath the lines of cars. Back and forth, on and off, till we found which one was ours. This train, it pulled out slowly, double stacked up for the sea. In front of the office lingering, we lied still as could be. The brakeman didn't notice, the bulls they didn't see. As though we were invisible, this trip was meant to be. Rode until a siding where we found a well to ride. Was the perfect hiding place, it was the perfect ride. Seemed that luck was with us, in Portland we'd soon stand. But then Lady Luck betrayed us, we got thrown off in La Grande. The cops they sent us to the road to hitchhike out of town. So we laid low to catch again. Once the sun went down, we started to board in darkness. But much to our dismay, the bull he was approaching, his headlights shone our way. We hid above the wheels, which soon began to turn. Now we're leaving old La Grande with another lesson learned. We rode atop a steel shelf, the air brakes screamed and cried. Till we reached a siding and another place to ride. This time was a flatbed, man the wind did blow. But we ended up in Portland as the sun began to glow. Although we reached the west coast, our journey didn't end. We got thrown from Everett, but in Seattle caught again. We hit out in the darkness, catch out on the fly. Soon enough we did so, and the land all rolled on by. We traveled through the Cascades, the moon it shone so bright. Must have reached Montana by the early morning light. Found a well to ride, and other riders were in view. Then there was the 8 mile tunnel we went through. Gus and I got off in the town of Columbia Springs. Giving up for now our diesel powered wings. When 2 months passed, I rode again. I rode alone. Time. Caught the last car on a train from Portland down the line. Cascades passed me through the night, and when the sun did show, California touched my feet in Dunsmore, I let go. A greyhound back to Portland, where I met again. Who else but Gus, my freight train hopping friend. We rode again to California, this time further down. Bull jumped off in Stockton, where our bodies hit the ground. There we met a man on his way to Vietnam. Rode with us to Richmond, and then he was gone. Our next catch took forever. went from town to town. Got kicked out of Oakland, but it didn't get us down. We caught one night in Roseville, a yard complex and vast. Climbed aboard a boxcar to ride again at last. This train turned east at Keddy, through the Sierra Nevada chain, then Nevada, Utah, Wyoming, where Gusto now remain. We both got off at Green River and at Rock Springs. I got back aboard the same red boxcar to continue down the track. I traveled through the prairies to Nebraska's fruited plains. When I reached the North Platte Yard, security was insane. They say it was some terrorist that formed my eastward run. Now I wait in New York State, my riding is not done.